Good day, everyone. Ed Richards for OklahomaFarmReport.com, and it's time once again to review the box beef and finished cattle trade with Ed Serwin with USDA in Amarillo, Texas. This will be for week ending June 9th. Ed?
Daily spot choice box beef cutout was 196.94 on Friday, which was almost steady and only 25 cents lower compared to the previous Friday. The weekly total for the daily spot volume was 1,161 loads during this post-holiday week. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the total of all types of sales, was at 193.97, which was about $1.50 lower than the previous week, but volume was really good as retailers refilled shelves and were getting ready for the Father's Day holiday. The total reported volume was 7,438 loads, which was almost 500 loads better than last week. The formula trade was 3,399 loads, which was also higher than last week. The outfront sales were only 1,091 loads and are beginning to slip as retailers appear to be less willing to book product beyond the 4th of July holiday. Father's Day product has already arrived at the retailers, and the 4th of July retail purchasing window is not that far off. The export sales were only 685 loads, which is a little over half of last week and well below half compared to 2 weeks ago. They have carried the cutout a lot in the past year, and there is some concern that we will start to wane on the heels of this increasing value of the dollar. The choice select spread jumped to $14.29 on Friday, which is the highest it has been in some time. But again, it's a normal seasonal occurrence this time of year. The outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, were $2 to $5 lower, while the middle meats, the ribs and loins, once again were $1 to $5 higher, reaffirming their dominance during the Memorial Day, Father's Day, and 4th of July holidays. The cow cutout has started to slip, losing almost $3 during the week. All types of grinding product, including those from finished cattle, had a tough week, losing anywhere from $3 to $12 in value. Taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was mostly $1 higher, however, instances $2 higher, with live sales in Texas and Kansas selling at $1.22. Nebraska had the instances of $2 higher, and they were $1.23 to $1.24. Iowa was $1.22 to $1.24, and Colorado traded at $1.23. Dress sales were at $1.95 to $1.96. The harvest weights continue to increase in some areas and have plateaued in other areas, but are generally well above last year. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was 9 pounds heavier at 1,245 pounds last week, but that compares to 1,234 pounds last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight dropped 2 pounds to 839 pounds, which compares to 820 pounds last year and only 808 pounds in 2010. So weights continue to be well over the last couple years. The nearby CME prices closed at $119.87 on Friday, which was a little over $2 higher than the previous Friday. Taking a look at the feeder cattle trade, the Southern Plains area auction receipts were high due to the catch-up after the Memorial holiday. The market trend was mostly steady to instances $3 higher on a very good test of yearling-type cattle bound for feedlots. Stocker-type cattle and calves were uneven again this week, from $8 lower to $6 higher, and we still only had a very light test, since most lighter-weight cattle are still on the cows and out on the pastures. 5 to 600-pound steers traded mostly at 171 to 191, The 7 to 750-pound steers were mostly 154 to 159. The 8 to 850-pound steers showed some improvement again and traded at 147 to 154. The Texas Direct Feeder Cattle Report posted 19,000 head and were mostly steady, with some weakness noted on heifers. 750 to 800-pound steers were 152 to 155. current FOB, and those 8 to 850-pound steers were at 146 to 153. The nearby CME feeder cattle settled about $2 higher on Friday at 159.37. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.